Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got to find a role for yourself in the team. You know, Manchester United, I learned very quickly that I came into the team as a right winger, which I'm not a right winger, but I had to do a job for the team, which I did. Then eventually I started to play in central midfield, and I looked to the side of me and you got Roy Keane and Paul Scholes. Roy Keane controlled the midfield. He was the boss of the midfield. So I knew that. Scholes is technically one of the best players of all time, so you got them too. So I realised quickly, well, I'm going to have to be the legs of this team. I'm going to have to be the water carrier. I'm going to have to be the one who will set a tempo and get the ball back and drag opponents away to let those two play. And then I've got Ronaldo outside me. We want Ronaldo to attack. So if he doesn't track his fullback, I'm going to be the first one over there to do it, to win the ball back and give it to Ronaldo. So I learned very quickly that my physical and stopping opposition and setting a tempo in a match was going to be very important if I wanted to have a long career at Manchester United. And playing against those players every day in training gave me the practice to do that. And that's not me saying I'm not a good football player. I believe I was a good football player, but you've got to look around you and realise, yeah, I'm not as good as him as that, not as good as him as that, but I can do this. And all of a sudden I've gone from somebody who I didn't really think was a great tackler or who loved to play midfield and get on the ball. And if you looked at me in any of my younger games, you know, I'm the one almost was like be the more of the one who got on the ball, and I'd have people around me to do that sort of thing. But very quickly I realised that I'm playing in midfield beside two of the best midfielders of all time, and one of probably the most technical of all time, Paul Scholes, and Roy Keane, the most dominant midfield player. So you have to do other things that, not that they've not got, that allows them to do what they can do, and there's no denying that Roy was a little bit older and Scholes, we needed energy in the team, and I was the one to get in, to go on again. I feel English teams did well in Europe when they played at high tempo, and Sir Alex used to speak about it, and I was the trigger for the high tempo. I was the one who was the first one in the midfield. I was the one who was going to try and start that tempo, where it'd be to go and press someone really quickly and highly and to get about people. And when we played at that tempo, we felt we could beat the technically maybe superior teams in the Champions League.
Because teams like that might be overwhelmed. They literally didn't have time to think or do the things that were normal to them. And then they didn't have another game if you were on them that intelligently and that quickly. Is that a correct summation?
And because we didn't feel that they played at that tempo week in, week out, and it's not easy to turn it on and off.
I've got no apologies to make about praising you, because the reason that I asked you to come on the big interview is that apart from liking you, I admire you. So it's my contention, seriously, that had you not played next to Scholes for so long, I think you'd have been better recognised as a passer. So I think you have a terrific technique, but also a brain for knowing where the ball should go. Not just where can I put it, and it'll look good, or it might free him. I think you're very strategic at your pass. You remind me of Busquets. I've said that to you before, and I mean it. It's meant as a compliment. Maybe you prefer Redondo, I don't know. But I genuinely think that that's something that is under-recognised in your career?
Yeah, maybe, I think that I think I was a good passer. I still think I'm a very good passer of the ball, but you know, you're talking about the levels of Roy Keane was one of the best passers of all I ever seen. And then you got Paul Scholes, who probably off the back maybe got recognised even more for his control in the game abilities when Roy moved on. Mm-hmm. Because Roy controlled the midfield. Scholes then was the one who got forward and got goals and used his technique higher up the pitch.
So what you're describing there, if Scholes was a better passer, or was he? If he was, what made him a better passer than Roy? If he wasn't, why is his name sacred in terms of an Englishman who could use the ball compared to Roy?
Scholesy is a master though. Scholesy had the unbelievable football brain. Scholesy could pass it 5 yards, 10 yards, six.
Did he have a bigger range of
passing? Bigger range of passing, okay. Yeah, definitely. I think that was maybe more what I was trying, Scholesy's range of passing from 5 to 10 to control in the game, to little flicks around the corner and things like that. But I still think that Roy's was very, very underrated.
Did you ever fail to pay attention in training one day and get the ball off your head from Scholes from 50 yards away, which famously he did, or was he scared of you?
No, I never always made sure I went to the toilet before I got out to the training pitch. No, he was famous for it, you know, but that's the level of Paul. That's what he did, you know. He's an unbelievable player. I played with so many unbelievable players that he does stand out as probably the most all-round special.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.